From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The escalation of violence in the Syrian conflict has left more than 200 people dead in recent days and heightened concern of a humanitarian crisis. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert called for de-escalation.
Russia must end its support of the Assad regime and its allies. They're responsible for the attacks, for the dire humanitarian situation in East Ghouta, and for the horrendous civilian death toll.
Eastern Ghouta is the last main rebel stronghold near the Syrian capital. Vice President Mike Pence's office says North Korea canceled a meeting at the Winter Olympics at the last minute. Ryan Brooks has that story.
On Tuesday, the vice president's chief of staff told Reuters Pence was scheduled to meet with Pyongyang officials, including Kim Jong-un's sister, on the Olympic sidelines on February 10th, a day after opening ceremony. But according to officials, North Korea canceled at the last minute. It would have been the first scheduled encounter between top-level Trump White House officials and Pyongyang. Signs of a thaw in relations between the two Koreas have sparked speculation they could lead to direct talks between Washington and Pyongyang.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. Officials in Florida's capital prepared Wednesday for hundreds of students to march to the state capitol to hold a rally calling for lawmakers to pass gun control measures following the deadly shooting at a high school February 14th. More than 100 Stoneman Douglas students took buses to Tallahassee to take part in Wednesday's rally and to meet with legislative leaders. Students are also planning a March 24th rally in Washington and other major cities called the March for Our Lives. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has directed the Justice Department to propose new gun regulations. Zleta Sahok has the details.
A day after students protested outside the White House demanding tougher gun laws, President Trump announced that he has recommended a ban on so-called bump stocks, devices that let semi-automatic weapons fire hundreds of rounds per minute.
Just a few moments ago, I signed a memorandum directing the Attorney General to propose regulations to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns.
Futile political debates have followed every new school shooting since the first one in 1999 in Columbine. Survivors of the latest one in Florida say they are determined to fight until they get some results. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News.
Gunmen killed six people in an attack on a police station in a small South African town Wednesday. Jeff Custer has more.
Five police officers and an off-duty soldier were killed in the attack in a small town about 800 kilometers southeast of Johannesburg. They stole weapons in a vehicle in what police were treating as a robbery. A police spokesman said the incident occurred early in the morning. The attackers entered the station and randomly opened fire on the police officers on duty. The gunman also shot a bystander, who turned out to be an off-duty soldier, as they fled in a stolen police vehicle. South Africa's police minister called the attack a national tragedy. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
At least 5,000 people in New Zealand's South Island were cut off by massive landslips and hundreds of tourists stranded Wednesday after a storm caused by Cyclone Gita whipped through the country, sparking a state of emergency in several southern towns. Torrential rains from Gita lashed the center of New Zealand, causing floods in the city of Christchurch and other provinces. Asian retail and chewing gum giant Lotte has accepted the resignation of its co-CEO after he was convicted of bribery and embezzlement in a wide-ranging corruption scandal that brought down South Korea's President Park Geun-hye. The company said Wednesday that Shin Dong-bin has left his CEO post at Lotte Holdings but will remain on its board as vice chairman. Shin, a son of Lotte's founder, was convicted and imprisoned earlier this month. Nuorati has stopped 20 shots to lead Finland to a 3-2 victory over the Russians in the women's hockey bronze medal game at the Olympics. Canada and the United States will play for the gold medal Thursday. And in men's hockey, the Czech Republic won a stunning 3-2 shootout victory over the United States in the men's hockey quarterfinals Wednesday. The Czech Republic will now move to face the Russian squad, who advanced after posting a 6-1 quarterfinal rout of Norway. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.